You've got by 96.7 FM, WDLR at AM 1270. And of course, we're streaming on the World Wide Web here on Off to the Races. I am your host, Mike Bozich. We certainly appreciate you joining us. And yes, the excitement level is sky high. The Little Brown Jug is only, what, 5 days away, coming up on Thursday, and we are going to have all the action for you right here on my 96.7 FM WDLR and AM 1270, also streaming on the World Wide Web at our website. And listen, this is going to be my first Little Brown Jug. So not only am I so excited to witness it, not only am I so excited to witness all the pageantry and the atmosphere and everything that comes with the Little Brown Jug, steeped in tradition. It's Little Brown Jug 80. It's the 80th anniversary of this unbelievable event. And I'm going to have a chance to witness it. Not only that, I'm going to be sitting in the broadcast chair with covering all the action with my good friend Keith Gisser. So that is coming up. We are going to be on the air Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. So tomorrow, Monday and Tuesday, post time will be 1 o'clock for the action. We are going to be on the air at 12:30. So set an alarm on your phone, however you can keep track of time. Make sure you join us at 12:30 coming up tomorrow, Monday, and Tuesday. And then Wednesday and Thursday, of course, Wednesday, Jugette Day. Thursday, of course, the big one, the Little Brown Jug. We will be on the air at 10:30 a.m., first post 11 a.m. So mark all that on your calendar, set it in your phone. Listen, come on out to the Little Brown Jug. Of course, we want you there to witness all the action, but make sure you bring some earbuds and check us out, because it's going to be a great broadcast. We've got a lot of great guests lined up, wall-to-wall coverage. From what I hear, now I've never had a chance to meet Keith Gisser, but I hear he's a pretty darn good handicapper. And, you know, I know my way around a little bit as well. So it's going to be a great broadcast, and we certainly want each and every one of you to join us. But if you got a chance to come out live, do so. Just bring a pair of earbuds. All right, this Off to the Races program could not be possible without these fine people from the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association. Breed in Ohio, buy in Ohio, race in Ohio, and win in Ohio. Also brought to you by the Ohio State University Veterinary Medical Center. They've got caring down to a science, and Cashman's Horse Equipment Outlet and Drive-Thru Feed Store. Visit them online at cashmans.com. All right, the top 10, the final top 10 of Little Brown Jug eligibles was released by our good friend, the publicity director of the Little Brown Jug, Jay Wolf. And you can find that on the U.S. Trotting Association website, ustrotting.com. This is it, the final top 10. Now, don't forget, horses can supplement for a good amount of money. I can't remember the actual price. Oh, let me see. This is, yes, $45,000. You've got till September 13th at 10 a.m. to plunk down that $45,000. So this is a top 10 of just the eligibles as we know them. So let's take a look at that final top 10. Number one, the Great Blueprint. 147 mark, $1.3 million in career earnings plus. And by Burke Racing, Weaver Buscemi, Phil Kalour, Larry Carr, Ron Burke, Ronnie Rain Jr., the connections, all the current number one Blueprint, and he has had a hammerlock on that top spot throughout the top tens. Number two, Prince Al Hanover, a mark of 148-1, earnings of $973,000 plus. On by Prince Hal Hanover Stables, trained by Ian Moore, driver Todd McCarthy. Can Prince Hal Hanover turn the tide on Blueprint and LBJ 80? We're going to find out in just a couple of days. Number three was last week's number four, Crack Shot, with that mark of 150-2, $374,000 plus in earnings owned by Team McNair. Greg McNair, Dale Hunter, Frank Bundle, and George Kerr, trained by Greg McNair, Doug McNair, the regular driver on Crackshot. Last week's number three, now number four, lost a position. Captain Optimistic, 148-1, with a career earnings of over $757,000. Up at Three Brothers Stable, Marvin Katz, Caviar Farms, the ever-so-dangerous Nancy Tactor, and driver Dexter Dunn. Last week's eight, now number five, Poppy's Pistol. That's the biggest leapfrog in the top ten to date. Earner of over $403,000 at a mark of 148. Number Shannon DePinto, Chris Arbonitas, Anthony Peretti, and Brad Shankman. Sam DePinto, the conditioner, either Jason Bartlett or Dave Miller. They've both driven Poppy's Pistol. Number six is Fallout, 148-4 mark with earnings over $650,000. He is stagnant at number six, owned by LeBlanc Pride Stables and Caviar Farms, trained by Tony Alania, Tim Tietrich, the regular driver. On number six, Fallout. Seven is Poppy's Rocket, last week five, and he has dropped a couple of spots. 150-4 mark, $377,000 in career earnings. Another Burke Brigade product. Weaver Buscemi, Doc Services, Slaughter Racing, Yannick Shingra, the regular driver. Number eight is last week's number seven, Thirsty Thursday. Ooh, Thirsty Thursday on a Thursday. 150-4 mark, over $405,000 by Flying A Racing and Chuck Pompey, trained by Hunter Oaks, Tyler Buter, the regular driver on Thirsty Thursday. The nine not ranked last week has broken into the top ten. I Captain Deo, mark of 149-2, and earnings over $208,000, is owned by Gino Toscani of Ontario, trained by Jerry Berner, James McDonald, or Todd McCarthy. Regular drivers on II Captain Deo. And number 10 is last week's number 9, losing a spot, Sterling Choice, a mark of 150-4, over $308,000 in career earnings, and by Ozzie McKay, Tammy McKay, Blake McIntosh, and Gilles Landry, trained by Blake McIntosh, and Billy Davis Jr., the regular driver. A lot of Canadian representation in the top 10 of the Little Brown Jug, and it is all come down to 5 days from today. We're going to Little Brown Jug history. When we come back, you've got Off to the Races on My 96.7 FM, WDLR and AM 1270. Back in a flash.
Cashman's Horse Equipment, proudly serving the equine and livestock community for over 40 years. Do you need rubber mats for your horse stalls? Horse safe fencing for your farm? A round pen to exercise your next winter? Cashman's has you covered, featuring the highest quality items at the best prices. Visit our friendly and knowledgeable team Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and shop over 10 acres of inventory. Conveniently located in Delaware, Ohio on US 42 North, just minutes from the home of the iconic Little Brown Jug. Or shop online anytime at cashmans.com.
Love horses? If you show, race, or just like to ride, Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center is here to help your horse live its best life. Our team of board-certified equine specialists provide world-class medical care and surgical care, 24-hour emergency critical care, neonatal intensive care, and advanced diagnostics and imaging 365 days a year. On-farm care is also available through our Columbus and Marysville locations. Call 614-292-6661. Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center. Caring. Down to a science.
Join the fast-paced, exciting world of harness racing. There are hundreds of immediate openings across Ohio for caretakers and grooms. Work with the greatest equine athletes in the country. Standardbred trainers need your help. Health insurance, vision care, prescription benefits, and a retirement plan are available for those that qualify. For more information on how you can be a part of the exciting world of harness racing, call 614-221-3650. That's 614-221-3650.
We are back on Off to the Races. You've got by 96.7 FM, WDLR at AM 1270. Certainly appreciate each and every one of you joining us. And with the big day coming up in just 5 days, Little Brown Jug 80, we are going to continue to kind of look back into Little Brown Jug history, the rich tradition of this race. A couple of shows ago, we started all the way back in the 50s and worked our way through the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. And now it's time to take a look at the 2000s. Y2K. Does everybody remember Y2K? Everybody thought that on midnight of January 1st, the year 2000, that, well, I don't want to say the world was going to end, but certainly everything computer-related was supposed to go down. Well, that didn't happen. And Little Brown Jug, year 2000, did happen. And by the way, for these clips that we're about to show you, make sure you visit the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association YouTube page, because they've got these little clips in archive, narrated by the great voice of the Little Brown Jug for many, many years, Roger Houston. And we're going to play this clip for you now. We're going to play several clips for you now before we check on out of here. This is from the year 2000. Let's send it to Roger Houston. And what happened in the year 2000 of the Little Brown Jug?
The 2000 Little Brown Jug drew 21 entries, which were contested in three divisions. In the first elimination, Estreos and Chris Cristoforo Jr. was a winner in 154-4. Gallo Blue Chip, the headliner of the field, won the second elimination for Daniel Dubay in 151-4.
Down the stretch they come, Gallo Blue Chip, hanging on for the outside. Gallo Blue Chip wins the second division.
The third elimination went to Profita and John Campbell in 155. In the second heat, a fourth winner showed up in the person of Ron Pierce with George Scooter from post 9. The four winners returned for a third heat, with Estreos hanging Gallo Blue Chip to an opening panel of 28 seconds. Cristoforo prevailed and went right on from there to win with Estreos by a length in 155-3 over Gallo Blue Chip.
Estreos with the lead. He's in command here. Closing on the outside, Mike Lachance and Profita. Gallo Blue Chip, nowhere to go. Estreos with the lead. On the outside, George Scooter. Gallo Blue Chip. Estreos wins the Little Brown Jug.
And how about Estreos holding off Gallo Blue Chip, who had a really, really good trip, but the short stretch of Delaware, Ohio, played in the favor of Estreos to take the 2000 Little Brown Jug. Let's fast forward now to 2005 Little Brown Jug. And by the way, again, let's give a plug to the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association. If you want to watch these races, if you want to watch these clips, visit their YouTube page, because it's just some outstanding, outstanding stuff. Let's continue our look into Little Brown Jug history as Roger Houston takes us through the 2005 Little Brown Jug.
In 2005, 20 colts were entered, with the first elimination going to Village Jolt and Ron Pierce in 153-1. The second was won by Upfront Tornado and Dave Pallone in 153-3.
Down the stretch they come. Cam's Fool. Upfront Tornado on the outside. Cam's Fool. Upfront Tornado. A final surge on the outside. Gets up.
The third again went to Pallone with P47 in 153-4. Top three returning from each elimination for a second heat, driver Pallone had to choose, and he took P47 for Ohio trainer Kelly O'Donnell. The choice was right on, as P47 came from fourth at the half to win by three-quarter lengths in 152-1.
Closing on the outside, P47, rock and roll, head over, down the stretch, Village Joe, P47 on the outside.
Thus, Dave Pallone wins three of the four races in the 2005 Little Brown Jug.
And how about that? Driver Dave Pallone winning three of the four races in the Little Brown Jug that year. Outstanding. As P47 was the one that took the 2005 Little Brown Jug. Fast forwarding now to the 2010 Little Brown Jug.
In 2010, three eliminations went to the post in the Little Brown Jug. The first saw Rock and Roll Heaven, trained by Bruce Saunders and Danielle Dubay, in the bike, a winner in 149-2, a stakes record.
Into the stretch they come, Rock and Roll Heaven, Dreamland's Art, Razzle Dazzle on the outside. Down the stretch they come, it's all Rock and Roll Heaven! 149-2, a Little Brown Jug record!
The second went to Classic Rock and Roll and driver John Campbell in 150-4.
Down the stretch, down Marvelous, Classic Rock and Roll, Classic Rock and Roll with John Campbell! 150-4.
Of the third elimination was won by I'm Gorgeous and driver Andy Miller.
I'm Gorgeous, one more laugh, outside Valentino. Down the stretch they come, Rockin' Image. I'm Gorgeous on the outside, one more laugh. I'm Gorgeous on the outside, Rockin' Image. Noses apart at the wire, 150-2.
The final was dominated by Rock and Roll Heaven as Dubay got away third, powered up at the half to win going away by 2.25 lengths in 149-2. A world record, two heats of 338-4.
Into the stretch they come, Rock and Roll Heaven with the lead. I'm Gorgeous, can do nothing but chase. It's all Rock and Roll Heaven winning the Little Brown Jug.
And there it is, Rock and Roll Heaven winning the 2010 Little Brown Jug. We still have more action. The 2011, the 2015, the 2016 Little Brown Jug. We're going to take a look at it on the other side of the break. But just quickly, a reminder of our broadcast schedule. We will be on the air here on the Little Brown Jug Network tomorrow, Monday and Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m. And then Wednesday and Thursday for the Jughead and the Jug will be on the air at 10:30 a.m. You've got Off to the Races. We'll be back in just a moment.
It's known as the Great American Harness Race, the Little Brown Jug, and it's held right here in Delaware, Ohio. Why? Because Ohio is the heartland of harness racing. In Ohio, the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association keeps things running smoothly and is here to make sure that harness racing remains strong. Breed in Ohio, buy in Ohio, race in Ohio, and win in Ohio. Join us and keep Ohio as the driving force of harness racing. Call 800-353-6442, the OHHA.
Cashman's Horse Equipment, proudly serving the equine and livestock community for over 40 years. Do you need rubber mats for your horse stalls? Horse safe fencing for your farm? A round pen to exercise your next winter? Cashman's has you covered, featuring the highest quality items at the best prices. Visit our friendly and knowledgeable team Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and shop over 10 acres of inventory. Conveniently located in Delaware, Ohio on US 42 North, just minutes from the home of the iconic Little Brown Jug. Or shop online anytime at cashmans.com.
Love horses? If you show, race, or just like to ride, Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center is here to help your horse live its best life. Our team of board-certified equine specialists provide world-class medical care and surgical care, 24-hour emergency critical care, neonatal intensive care, and advanced diagnostics and imaging 365 days a year. On-farm care is also available through our Columbus and Marysville locations. Call 614-292-6661. Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center. Caring. Down to a science.
When they started the Little Brown Jug, Jug in 1946, the race had its own theme song, The Little Brown Jug. Well, in 2011, the winner had his own song as well.
Big Bad John.
A field of 12s was split into 2 6-horse eliminations. The first went to, you guessed it, Big Bad John, with David Miller in 150-2, defeating Something for Doc and High Noon.
Eighth of a mile to go. Big Bad John brings him into the stretch. Something for Doc to the outside. Big Bad John wins the first elimination.
The second elimination was won by Roll with Joe and Ron Pierce over Better Than Cheddar and Roll with It Harry in 150-2.
Eighth of a mile to go. Roll with Joe. Better Than Cheddar, second, and down the stretch they come. Roll with Joe. Better Than Cheddar on the outside. Roll with Joe. Better Than Cheddar. Roll with Joe.
The final left no doubt as Big Bad John went wire to wire as David Miller got his third Little Brown Jug in the time of 150.
And the battle's on. As expected, Big Bad John, Roll with Joe, up on the outside. An eighth of a mile to go in Ohio. Big Bad John, Roll with Joe on the outside. Big Bad John, Roll with Joe. Big Bad John, Big Bad John wins the Little Brown Jug, 150.
And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John.
The 2015 Little Brown Jug turned out to be the greatest jug in history and possibly the best harness race of all time. 15 were entered, with Lost for Words and David Miller winning the first division in 150-2.
Lost for Words, Yankee Bounty on the outside. The battle's for third and fourth. It's all Lost for Words, winning the first elimination of the Little Brown Jug.
The second division was won by Wiggle It Jiggle It and Montrell Tigg in 149-2.
The end of the stretch they come. Wiggle It Jiggle It, Art Speed. Wiggle It Jiggle It on the outside. My Hero Ron coming to the wire. Wiggle It Jiggle It. 149, 2/5.
Thus, the stage was set for an epic battle that turned into a war going to the three quarters. The mile was set up by Lost for Words going to the top, and then hanging Wiggle It Jiggle It, who stuck his head in front at the half.
Nose to nose, stride for stride, toe to toe, coming to the half. 54-1.
Montrell Tigg was still hung to the three quarters, but David Miller retook the lead around the final turn and appeared to be the winner at the top of the stretch.
The battle continues. It turned it into a war. Lost for Words, Wiggle It Jiggle It at the three quarters. 121-1, 27 seconds, and they're still going at it. Lost for Words, Wiggle It Jiggle It, the battle of the fittest around the turn. Lost for Words has the lead and starts to open up. Wiggle It Jiggle It on the outside second. Can anybody catch him from the back? Coming home, Lost for Words, Wiggle It Jiggle It. Coming home, Lost for Words, Wiggle It Jiggle It, and final serves!
The greatest ever Little Brown Jug in 2015.
That was the greatest harness race, I think, to this day that I've ever seen. The battle between Wiggle It Jiggle It and Lost for Words in that 2015 Little Brown Jug. The trip that both of those horses had. Very, very tough journeys. Of course, a lot tougher to Wiggle It Jiggle It because he was parked the mile. But you know what? Wiggle It Jiggle It overcame. And he was, in a lot of ways, I think, I like to actually call him the people's horse. I remember when he won one of the big races in Harris, Philadelphia, that I was announcing it. I'll tell you what, when he won that particular race, the winner's circle was just packed. Jam-packed. Full of people. And that's... Ever since that day, I said, you know what? Wiggle It, Jiggle It is completely 100% the people's horse. And that is what we can expect out of a race filled with tradition, out of a race filled with such anticipation. It really defines harness racing at its roots, the county fair, and the Little Brown Jug coming up in just 5 days on Thursday. And we're going to be a part of it, and we want you to be a part of it. Come on out live. Bring your earbuds, because we're going to have all the action right here on My96.7 WDLR at AM 1270, the Little Brown Jug Network. Well, I don't know where time's gone, but let's thank our sponsors, the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association, Breed in Ohio, Buy in Ohio, Race in Ohio, Win in Ohio, the Ohio State University Veterinary Medical Center. They've got Caring Down to a Science, and Cashman's Horse Equipment Outlet and Drive-Thru Feed Store. Visit them online at cashmans.com. We will be on the air tomorrow morning live from the Delaware County Fairgrounds coming up at 12:30. Make sure you set your alarm. We'll see you tomorrow morning from the Little Brown Jug.
Love horses? If you show, race, or just like to ride, Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center is here to help your horse live its best life. Our team of board-certified equine specialists provide world-class medical care and surgical care, 24-hour emergency critical care, neonatal intensive care, and advanced diagnostics and imaging 365 days a year. On-farm care is also available through our Columbus and Marysville locations. Call 614-292-6661. Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center. Caring down to a science.
Join the fast-paced, exciting world of harness racing. There are hundreds of immediate openings across Ohio for caretakers and grooms. Work with the greatest equine athletes in the country. Standardbred trainers need your help. Health insurance, vision care, prescription benefits, and a retirement plan are available for those that qualify. For more information on how you could be a part of the exciting world of harness racing, call 614-221-3650. That's 614-221-3650.
Cashman's Horse Equipment, proudly serving the equine and livestock community for over 40 years. Do you need rubber mats for your horse stalls? Horse-safe fencing for your farm? A round pen to exercise your next winter? Cashman's has you covered, featuring the highest quality items at the best prices. Visit our friendly and knowledgeable team Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and shop over 10 acres of inventory. Conveniently located in Delaware, Ohio, on US 42 North, just minutes from the home of the iconic Little Brown Jug. Or shop online anytime at cashmans.com.